want you to listen to me for a few minutes this afternoon as we go and ordain our friends, our brothers and sisters this afternoon. I want to share something with you quickly that I think will change our life, for we're clear about our mission as a nation, as a church, if you want to call it a church, whatever. I've seen many comments on social media. They say, it's not even a church. I say, it's a church. The one your mom used to take you to, you think that's a church? The one where they ask people to pray for their own breakthrough. Well, we've been going for many years and there's no breakthrough. No, that's not a church, my friend. In order for you to know what a church is, you've got a Bible. If you can't open your Bible, don't open your mouth. If you can open your Bible, then we talk. I want to show you something quickly this morning. Listen to me, friends. I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen to me carefully, and I want to deposit something into your heart and mind. You see, when you're inviting your friends and people that you used to be on the road with to come to church and they are not following, leave them. They will be your servants. They will be servants tomorrow. It is not new. But quickly, I want to talk to, because what we share together in this house will prepare you for a time of calamity on the face of the earth. The calamity has always been with a man of color. And that's why it must break your heart when young people think that the only alternative out of poverty is to arm their brother, is to destroy the life of another sister. But what is the alternative? What if our churches don't provide alternatives for us? What can we do? I want to share a word with you today. Now, make it as brief as possible. And I'm just going to center it around why you were created, why you're here. I'm going to center it around why two things: why you're created, why you're here, and why there is a church. What is the need of another church? And people want to judge Spark Nation by another church that they know. But they don't judge by the result. You judge what a true church is by how many lives are being changed, not by how they sing. Jesus did not have a model of singing, but he had a model of something, and I need to show you that quickly this afternoon. If you're in another religion or you're here this afternoon, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to why I believe that Jesus is the only way. I want you to hear me how. I want to lay a foundation this afternoon quickly. And with that, I will tell you, why did God make you? I've had so many religious talk. And if you're here this afternoon and you're tired of religion, please listen to me. Because I was born in the church. I grew up as a pastor's kid. I preached my first message at the age of 8. When I grew up a little bit, I decided that there's nothing in church for me because it's not relevant to me. And I left for 9 years. I wasn't anti-God. I was just not feeling it, like you would say in your generation. My discovery of what I do now is based on my own personal discovery. But why do I share with you? Because I know that should there be nobody to share with you, many of us will be lost forever. Why will a person be lost forever? In the black community, there is fake knowledge. A knowledge that grows out of no mentorship is not knowledge. It's like monopoly money. Like Kimberly said. The things that you believe you know that is not based on mentorship is a lie. It is a setup for you to be servants of servants. I hope you know that the black community usually is the servant of servants. It is worse enough to be a servant. It is worse still to be the servant of servants. In case you ask me the question this morning, because religion has brainwashed us so badly. It brainwashed our parents. If you love your parents, I want you to listen to me today, because there is nothing that is healed without being diagnosed. When I speak tough, it's diagnosis. It is diagnosis, it's not hurt. Why did God create man? I've heard religious discussion. I've heard people say so that man can praise him. Can I tell you quickly? It is nonsense upon nonsense. It is not true. It sounds religious, but it's not true. Okay, so Pastor, how do you know what is true or what is not? What the Bible says. It is not Spark Nation that is wrong. It is the Christian world that don't read the Bible anymore. They've listened to pastors who wanted to get rich from their own stupidity, and then they don't open the word anymore. I want you to listen to me. Why are you doing this? Because we cannot afford to lose your generation again and make you servants of servants. I want you to remember this afternoon, friends, that the first man that was made, his name is called Adam. Adam is not a name. Adam is a description. I repeat, Adam is not a person's name. Adam is the description of a person. I'm going to really knock this down so that we can all be on the same page. I want to show you something this afternoon. What does Adam mean? Anyone has the idea of the meaning of Adam? It means dark earth. Listen, the name Adam is not a name. God used it to describe how a person looks. I've had pastors tell me all my life, the name of the guy is Adam. No, bro. Study a little bit more, Pastor. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So Adam was a description. It is called dark earth. Someone will begin to think, why is that my problem? Because the devil is after the dark earth. That's why you're selling drugs, those of you who are. You're not selling it to make money. You're selling it because, number one, listen to this. Listen to this. Every human heart is always searching for a new world. That just flew over your head, right? Yeah, but listen now. Every human heart is always searching for a new world. And say, Pastor, tell me why. That's why you hold election every 4 years. You vote Labour. You vote them out. You vote Conservative. Then you vote them out. You say, we're going to go vote for David Cameron. Then Cameron behaves like a chameleon. You vote him out. Then you vote for maybe or maybe not. Then you say, we are tired of maybe or mayhem. Then you vote another person. Why are you doing this all the time? Because you're looking for a new world. Every human heart looking for a new heart, new life. There are people at this afternoon looking for, searching for at the cost of blood. Your brothers, our brothers that are locked up in jail, thousands on their way to jail. Why are they in jail? Because they ate somebody and they want to kill the person. No. Looking for a new world. They are looking for a better life. And even when someone says, well, I committed crime, but it wasn't even based on money. No, you just didn't know. It's either based on money or relevance. You see, money and relevance are not two different things. I want to show you something quickly this morning. Community. Someone say community. Culture. Colonization. You see, those three things were the reason why God made you. Community, culture, colonization. Don't sleep on me, sister. What do you think the number one problem of the world is? Anyone guess? Did I just hear PT? Control. Who said control? You don't look intelligent, but you are. You think that's an insult? Then you are not a student. If it crosses your mind that that's an insult, then you're not a student. Need to look intelligent. There's no need in looking. In fact, if you look too intelligent, you already blocked your own way. I just gave him the best compliment ever. Have you seen the guy who just died, the scientist who just died? What's his name now? I'm sure he looks very intelligent, right? Have you seen people who look put together? They look beautiful as a sister. Look handsome as a brother. And you're saying, wow, this is my dream husband. This is my dream wife. Then the guy opens his mouth. And you said, say, what? Why did God create man? I'm coming to the topic of control. The number one problem of the world is religion. Hey. Religion is the number one headache. Including Christianity. Just in case you sit there and say, oh, thank God I'm a Christian. Problem. Big problem. I don't want to talk of another religion at all, because a person will put bomb on themselves and go blow somebody up for some guy's sake. No, my friend. When religion gets hold of a person's mind, it destroys everything. This person will be sinning and correcting a church on how to run service. Religion is so terrible. Religion is what makes people feel like they have to do something to appease God. Have you heard people say, you know, as I am, I fornicate, but I don't go to church because of that, because I don't want to offend God. Read, bro. You live wrong, but you don't have any intention of changing. Because what religion taught me was, don't go near God if you're living wrong. But what the Bible tells me is that come to God if you are living wrong, because every man needs a savior. But that's not my issue this morning. I've got bigger things on my mind. Religion, number two, is culture. Please listen to me. I'm grateful that God gave me or has given me opportunity to speak to your generation. I wonder if you are grateful to hear what you will not hear on the street and will never hear from the church. If you don't hear these things from those two places, you might as well forget it. You're definitely not going to hear it from a rapper who says, I'm just keeping it real. Real dumb. It means culture. You see, with culture, people would die for their culture. Let me tell you why. One day, Japan had gone to bomb Pearl Harbor. And America does not know how to react now. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere. You know why? I hope you know Japan was the first suicide bombers ever. You don't know that, right? Yeah, because now they tell you it's Afghanistan, it's this, it's that, blah, 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 blah. Japan, they will really strap an helicopter, a military helicopter with bombs, and the guy driving it is ready to crash it into any American base and blow himself. You know why? Listen to me, please. I want to drop something quickly. And I'm not even going to attempt to teach so deep or whatever. But it's deep. You know why? You see, the word, there is a word called honor, right? And there is a word called freedom. Listen to me. In Chinese, in Japanese language, there is no English word for freedom. They don't have freedom in Japanese. It's nothing called freedom. You know the word they substitute freedom with? So in America, you see every Britain is built on freedom. We're free, we're free, we're free. Freedom. And you get to Japan, there's no freedom. There's no word called freedom. The word they use for freedom is called honor. I'm coming somewhere. So, you see, real freedom to people from that side, yeah, is honor. So, if you come against their country, their freedom is to strap themselves, blow your base up. That is freedom. It is called honor. That's why guns and bullets can never win the war against terrorism. 1 billion years, listen now, 1 billion years of incarcerating young people can never free them from the little rat money they make on the street. They are bound to it. So, where are you going with this? Culture? But then there is the third word. Word now. Not world yet. Colonization. What is heaven? Heaven is God's invincible city, heaven. Heaven is an invincible country. I want you to listen to me. I'm not going to bore your heart with this. But it is words like this that change the rest of your life and mine. Jehovah is the king of that country. There's a country called heaven. God is the king of that country. His name is Jehovah. Kelvin was sharing with me how his uncle came to his house because, and he never really comes, but he heard that he's going to be a pastor and he just showed up to just say hello to the family. Remember, this uncle is a believer, prayer warrior. I hope your uncle is not here, no? Even if he is, let's pretend that he's not. You know those big zip Bible? Once someone carries it and meets you, you're finished. So you know the guy will come to test him and say, you know, I heard you're going to be a pastor. Let me ask you some Bible question. You don't know adults. You don't know Christian adults. You don't know them, man. Not Spark Nation ones. These ones are not adults. They are children like we all are. They ask him question. And Kevin said, you know, I'm going to answer you if you can also answer me one. So he asked, what is the worst thing that ever came out of the book of Revelation? And even I was scratching my head. And CK said, he said, oh, that's simple. Antichrist. He said, okay. Oh, I'm thinking, oh, okay. Pastoral test now. The one his pastor didn't give him. Let's go give him because he doesn't deserve that. Pastoring is not for young and serious young men. It's for those of us who are old enough, and when Jesus looks at our record, he can say, you've been born again for 35 years and you've won 2 souls. That's the of course. 2, you know. So the guy, Kelvin, turned to him after all his questions and said, now, uncle, can I ask you one question? The uncle laughs and said, me. Said, uncle, where does God live? The uncle laughs. I said, me. He said, heaven, of course. He said, uncle, have you got your Bible with you? Malibra doso brahande, the word of God, power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, the things that we teach, it is not what puffs us up. It is why we have the results we have. It is not bragging. So, uncle said, uncle, open your Bible. Uncle opens and he said, read now. And uncle read, in the beginning God created. He said, if God created the heavens and the earth, where was he living, sir? Now you can imagine the whole family sitting to check how it will be put down. Then now they turn to uncle and say, wow, uncle, we need answers now, though. Uncle says, you see, there are some things you need to search out and intercede. It's already in the word, my uncle. You know why uncle doesn't know? Whenever uncle opens the Bible, he only reads his own mind into the Bible. And you see, if it doesn't fit into uncle's mind, it's a shutdown. Now, that's bad. Colonization. When God made the invincible country called heaven, he wanted to expand his authority. He wanted to expand his kingdom. He wanted to have more. He wanted to have a man that he can relate with. You see, as for angels, he cannot relate with them. So God chose a path in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is called the place of the dirty soil, the dirt, the dark soil. Please listen to me, brothers. It's the dark soil. The only soil in Mesopotamia, in fact, that's why it is called that name, is dark. When you form a person out of that kind of a soil, the only person that person will look like is me. I want you to listen to me now. I was telling the guys this morning, because I studied this in science, when you take a bucket and you take all the colors of the rainbow and you put it in one bucket, guess what would happen? It will all turn dark. Everything is going to turn dark. Why did God use the rainbow as a thing that it will no longer destroy the earth? I want to tell you this morning, this is not a black gospel. This is a gospel saying to you that, you see, it is out of one man that all men came. I sit down sometimes and think to myself, why does Africa, 90-something percent of those of us here today, we are from Africa, including Jamaica and the West Indians. Why do we have so much natural resources and we're still called the third world? It is because Jesus died one day and he resurrected on the third day. Why are we called third world? I want you to please listen to me. God has made all race have their own time. But he looks to you today and say, it's about your time. Where everybody came from. Please listen, I'm going somewhere. In other words, there is nothing called black church or white church or yellow church. There is only one church. It is the church of all men. However, God wanted a terrestrial expansion from the celestial. The celestial means the supernatural. The terrestrial means terra. Earth is terra quaeus in nature, meaning it's land and sea. Mankind was created to make expansion happen. So say this with me. I was created to make expansion happen. Say one more time. I put your name right then. I was created to make expansion happen. Write down this scripture in case someone asks you, did the guy use Bible verses or not? Isaiah 45, verse 18. Miss Faith, are you there? Quickly, please read Isaiah 45, 18. I'm going to close shortly. I'm not going to preach long today. I'll leave you to it. Isaiah 45, 18. But if she's taking long, then I'll preach shorter. For this is what the Lord says. The one, please listen. A young man is sitting down this morning and saying to himself, how does what this pastor is saying, how does that affect me? Or a young sister. Listen, I came to this country in 2005 with a shirt and a trouser. You really don't think that such a guy is worth listening to, really? Please listen. Read it again, sister.
For this is what the Lord says.
Uh-huh.
He who created the heavens,
uh-huh,
he is God.
Yeah.
He who fashioned and made the earth.
Don't forget that he fashioned and made the earth. The people that would then inherit that earth would be people that were fashioned by him. Don't allow the earth to fashion you. Because only he who fashioned the earth can give you the earth. But if media now fashions you,
yes,
the earth says, then I'm your master. But quickly, sister.
He who fashioned and made the earth.
Program me for 20 more minutes and I'll stop. Quickly.
He who fashioned and made the earth.
Uh-huh.
He founded it.
Uh-huh.
He did not create it to be empty.
He did not create the earth to be empty. He wanted to put people there. Read on, sister.
But formed it to be inhabited.
So people were going to live on it, but we need to find what are the people that will live on it. Yes, ma'am?
He says, I am the Lord and there is no other.
So leave it there. Jump to Psalm 115. Don't forget this. It was God who created the heavens and the earth. He fashioned it. He did not create it to be empty, but he's going to now hand it over to some people. Let's see who now. Psalm 115 verse 16. I'll stop with those two scriptures so that... Yes, ma'am.
The highest heavens belong to the Lord.
The highest heaven belongs to God.
But the earth he has given to mankind.
Did you hear that? Who did he give the earth to?
Mankind.
You're not answering me.
Mankind.
That includes male and female. The earth he has given. Now, in other words, if he says he's given the earth to man, it means it's not his. Did you give anybody a present last Christmas? Oh, my days. This church is like, I didn't give nobody present. I took everybody's present. But anytime that you gave anybody a present, do you still claim that present?
No, sir.
Excuse me. Do you go look at what they did with that present?
No, sir. Oh.
Do you go to that present and say, I gave you a loops last year? Did you reap my loops? I'm answering a question that the world keeps asking stupidly. If God is here, why is there a tsunami? If God is here, why is there? If God was here, why did you guys go dig the ground and find crude oil and destroy everybody's life? Oh, someone says, I don't know crude oil is destructive. Don't worry, wait. If God is here, if man was here, why did you guys make nuclear bombs? Hydrogen bombs? Why? If it didn't stop you from creating it, you think it will stop you from using it? If God was here, no, friends, he gave the earth to men. Why do we see more evil in the world than we see good? Because good people are locked up in churches. Oh, God, come down. What you're saying, oh God, come down to, you know, I grew up in church where people will come to church and say, yes, today is the day. I'm thinking as a child, mom, for what though? Our life will change today. I'm like, oh my days. I heard it all my life. So what's going to happen today? Pastor comes and says, no, we're going to sing now. Today, 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 today. Then we go back 2 years after. Say today. And say, mom, things got worse from the last time. Whilst we're doing that, the wicked people are scheming. They know that they can be in control. They know they can take the media. But there's a sister in church who has the talent for the media, but she's not going to do it. Why? Jesus is going to come. God created the earth, gave it to the sons of men, so that Adam can take control. so that we can take control of community. Let me tell you something. The way you know that a kingdom is powerful is colonization. They bring their own culture there. They influence that place with their culture. If you go to Nigeria today, if you go to Ghana today, if you go to the West Indies today, you will see men. I'm talking of real hot weather. You will see men with suit and tie in blazing sun. And they will be in that sun and they will be sweating. And they will not remove that tie. Why? Because they are silly? No. Colonization is influence. It goes to a place. Guess what? Listen now. I'm about to start rounding this up. It goes to a place and make their own culture irrelevant. When music took hold, when Rihanna took hold of your life, whatever your pastor wants to advise, whatever your parents taught you, became irrelevant. Why? Because this is how Jay-Z looks. That's what is called influence. You know another word for influence? Can I talk to you? Or you want to go home now? When I was younger, in church, they would just say, the glory of God is here now. So I asked one of the pastors, how do we know? He said, can't you see the smoke? Wait. I said, no, guys, I don't mean the smoke of smoke, like. And we thought that was glory. But you know, there's smoke when there's condensation. From people dancing a lot for a long time. It's called condensation. It's like, ooh, the glory is here. No, the glory did not come. People are dancing and sweating. The word glory comes from the word kabod. K-A-B-O-D. Guess what it means? Weight. Heavy. Guess what it means? So the weight is not this. No. Heavy. Influence. The British government was so powerful that when it came to Africa and the West Indians, the weight they left there, even though we declared independence or whatever, the weight is still there. So we would speak like them in our schools. Oh my, you dare speak in your vernacular. How powerful is a country to come to another man's country and then you are punished for speaking your own language? We had to kneel down, stood up, frog jump, sit with ease. Why? You spoke in your language. Talk about weight. Why is the church so lacking? There's no weight. No more cupboard. What is lacking then? Glory. God created the earth, put you there to now go to your community and bring the weight of the kingdom. That's what is called glory. Can I tell you something? So what God wanted is to replicate in the earth how heaven is. Remember, he is the president, the government of a country that is invincible. He put us here. I want to tell you something quickly. I never knew why Jesus did all those miracles. Do you know? Think he did it just to walk around and say, you people don't know me. I'll show you. I didn't know why until I read about the man that was born blind. You see that story right there? Listen to me now. This is where I'm coming to. When the guy was brought to Jesus, remember this guy was born blind? Unfortunate situation. The curious case of Benjamin. Born with a situation. So, naturally, religious people would then come and say, look, okay, this guy looks deformed. Things are not fine with him. It must be that somebody sinned. Because you see, with religious people, everything starts and ends with sin. That's it. It's just sin. When they, you see, when your pastor sees you as a young man, then, anything he thinks of you is just... He's thinking, huh? You dare buy a nice car. Then God will show him a vision. Oh, shut up, man. I learned that shut up, man, from Honey, by the way. Pastor Honey, in case you don't know. But seriously now, what was I saying? Oh, thank you, man. I didn't almost hear you because of the Jamaican accent. That's for not waiting to meet with me after service last Sunday and for not returning our call. So this man was born blind and they brought him to Jesus and they said, is it this guy who sinned or his parent? Jesus, and I love Jesus. And I'm going to invite you to him in a moment. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, it's not this man or his parent. Guess what he said? He said that the kabod, the glory of God, he said so that it can be revealed. Can I tell you what that means? It's very simple. You see, in the kingdom where Jesus was coming from, which is the invincible country, there are no blind people there. If Jesus is going to be here, there were situations that God created so that the glory of how the kingdom operates can be shown here. I then discovered that Kelvin's life, Kelly's life, Bode's life, Joanna's life, Rabbi's life, George's life, Chenno's life, or my life, or your life, even if they have done wrong things before, for Spark Nation to show that there is kabod, glory, it led them through that path so that the world can still know that people's life can change. You know, I don't know if you get what I just said. Your mistakes, when you were abused as a child, a lady, God was trying to say, when you come into this colony and you become colonized, it's saying, I want to show that a glory can still come over your life. And when you come into this kingdom, so Jesus healed his blindness to show God's kabod. He needed to put that on the disciples. They needed to see it. There were situations in my life that happened. It's just waiting for a moment that I meet the King of Glory himself. That's why selling drugs or being in a gang can never solve the problem. Man is looking constantly for a new world, a new life. That's what I come to present to you now. This is it. Let me quickly tell you something. You know the word rebellion? Anyone heard the word rebellion before? Do you know there's no Hebrew word for rebellion? They don't have a word for it. You know what they call rebellion in Hebrew language? It's spelled S-I-N. When Adam rebelled, it declared independence from the government of heaven. Sin. You know why the dark man is still backward? Sin is a declaration of independence from the colony of heaven. He's saying, in other words, I don't want you to rule my life anymore. I'm going to now rule myself. My friends, that is why, you see, listen to this. In case you don't know, the world wanted to govern themselves by what they call democracy. Fela calls it demonstration of grace. It's in Fela chapter 3, verse 15. Google is working now. What's Fela chapter 3? But listen, you guess what happened? So the world thought to themselves, how can we control the problem we have in this world? Guess what they did? They formed United Nations. Within the first 3 years of the forming of United Nations, there were 250 more conflicts before United Nations was formed. So we have a problem. Why? Man that was put here to extend the colony of God declared independence. Now he rules himself. I don't know if that's what you do with your own life. What happens is that now many of you are here this morning and you've come under the rulership of the Lord Jesus, not the rulership of PT. I don't have a rulership. This is our rulership. The world will constantly want you to declare unripe independence. This is the gist. This is where I'm going. When we come under his submission, you know, I found out something. When they are calculating the richest country in the world, do you know the number Great Britain is in? About 16 or more or less, or, you know, like 16 or worse, whatever. Russia, the richest, but when they are really calculating, it's bottom. You know why? But that the way the wealth of a nation is calculated is by how many free things they make available for their citizen. You didn't hear what I just said. So they've got to calculate. Don't sleep, sister. If you're sleeping under this word, then you don't like knowledge very much, do you? I'm going to round up soon. They calculated by how much healthcare, whatever, they make available for you. Guess what? Jesus came, declared the kingdom of God, and says, you know, this is the richest kingdom. He told them they only have to do one thing, and I'll tell you as I close. But he tells them this. He said, if you seek heaven's government, heaven's government is so rich that it will add all these things. You didn't hear me.
Yes, sir.
He said, if you come after the government of heaven, let me tell you, one thing that has mystified people that this much is that how does Spark Nation do it?
Yeah.
But we sit down and say, there must be something else this guy is doing. So you don't know what to do. Of course you know what to do. Call the police. And come investigate him. There is nothing more. What do you get the resources from? From the...
Yes.
from the headquarters. He said, seek the government. Okay, oh, sorry. You've been Christians for long. Sorry. Seek ye first the kingdom. It is the government. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Yes. Yes. Then it tells you, it said, for it is after these things that the Gentiles, those who belong to another kingdom, he said, this is what they run after. Yes. I lie not in the Holy Spirit. Try what I'm saying this morning. It will not be 2 years before there will be over hundreds and hundreds of young millionaires in Spark Nation alone. I'm telling you. What? Listen, that's why I said, you see, you're pushing your friend to come to God and they say, ah, no, 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 no. Leave them. They will serve you in your homes. A man is dodging to sell drugs. Okay, can I, let me tell you something. I deal with a lot of young people coming out of that life, stuff like that. And my word with them is very frank. I'm not paid by the government for rehabilitation. Are you ready for change? It says no. Then I use a word. I say, whatever, man. There's another word given by the Holy Ghost. Whatever, man, you... Go there. You only have two options. It's a matter of time. It's either you stab death, dead, or you go to prison. Simple. You think you're going to be rolling, then I'm going to convert that money, I'm going to wash it, and then I'll be a businessman. You're not that intelligent, bro. We all know that. I told the guys, including Kelvin, Kelvin was telling me yesterday, the first day, he said, people think it's great to have a meeting with PT. He said, the day I first had a meeting with you, maybe not in the exact word, he said, I stood outside and I regretted. Let me tell you why I regretted it. He said, because at the time, Stephen and Kelvin were saying, am I allowed to say it? Yes, of course. They said, at the time, we just did a move and we were comfortable. Okay, in church people's language. We just committed atrocities. We just sinned. And we were comfortable, meaning, and we had money. But there, PT was sitting. Oh, yeah, if you've made any money, just go burn it. Destroy it. Destroy everything you've got. Just turn it to ashes. Forget about it. Well, I didn't know what he was saying. Someone said to me, I will never. I can see some people's face. You love money, right? You cannot bury money. Money will bury you. A young man, young lad, you've already sold your life out to money. You're fooling yourself because you won't even make that money. It's smarter than you. So Peter was saying, you go burn it, destroy it. He said then, maybe before then or after then, he said, I came to church one day and we were coming to church and we, then at the beginning, this is just 1 month or less into it, and we were doing our thing and we were, he said then, Peter, you came up one day and said, you know what, if you think you're giving an offering, you're wasting your time. God does not care about the offering you got in the wrong source. Because I've never heard this in church. Pastors like to be given offering. Given money. No, my friend. That is a money of colonized people. But they are not even colonized by demons. You know, when the world were so, they got so confused. They said, this church, how do they make money? We pay £40,000 rent a month. Never hold for 1 month. You know how? By singing a lot and dancing a lot. Praising the Lord. You understand that? Says, well, that's that's not possible. I try dancing. Get back home. Lock the door. But don't dance to, I don't know who is raining now. I don't care. Switch, put on Living Stone Choir. What? They don't even have an album, so how can you? But seriously, if you were here when they sang, you do know Spark Nation is overdue for an album now, right? You know, when they were singing, we thought we've heard the best voices, which it is. And then we heard, yeah. I said, I can't sit down anymore. World class. Best choir in the world. Now, let me say this. What was I saying before? Ma? Oh, okay. That's not really it. Huh? Seek ye first the government, and all these things will be added. When I make altar call today, I need a calm atmosphere now, please. When I make the altar call today, I'm asking you to come and join a kingdom. And if you had answered the altar call before and you keep going back to your old life, I told the young guys, there's nothing wrong in being broke for a while because you were never rich. You never knew or know what riches is. You never bought one righteous thing for yourself. When men are speaking, you can't speak there because you were watching your back. And as tough as I've heard these guys are, none of you ever even faced the police people with your toughness. They just catch you and throw you in a cage. What's tough in that? What is tough in that, though? I don't get it. These guys come after you and take you like a Christmas chicken and slap you into a kid. Then you come to another guy who doesn't have power and you say, I'm the toughest here. You're not tough. El Chapo may be tough. Maybe. But then, when they catch the guy, they just take him and lock him up as a chicken. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. We are kings and queens. God's instrument. So this is what really happens. Let me quickly tell you this. I need to show you this now. And then we're going to do a prayer. I wanted to say to you that, you see, when Jesus saw that people were hungry, 5,000 people. You know why? He turned to Peter and said, feed them. One would have thought, why would God think that's so easy? Why would Jesus think it's easy to just feed 5,000 people? Because they don't have a bread. They don't have anything. He was trying to show Peter that in the government of heaven, provision is nothing. There is always prosperity. So he tried to indoctrinate Peter to say, look, think kingdom. Think God's colony. It will be the one to do the things for you, but there is one thing you bring to the table. The discovery of your talent. I told you that the world trains you. If you go to school or the streets, whatever you're trained with, they train you for employment. The kingdom trains you for deployment. Mm-hmm. So in case you don't know what is the kingdom, your life experience now trained you to this moment for deployment. There is a community where God wants you to bring the weight of his glory. The things you survived, many did not survive it. There is a weight of glory over your life. Did you hear what I just said? We don't dominate as Christians because we are always waiting for heaven to come. And heaven says, no, I give you the earth. So it puts something in you. Your job will never set you free from financial bondage. He made everybody come into this earth to be as rich. The only thing your job will do for you is to give you seed to sow. That's what that job is for. That's why we have our beeves, man. That's why I'm going to make a call soon. What he put in you as your instrument for wealth here on earth, when you connect that instrument with the kingdom, the headquarters, no wonder I then realized when the apostles turned to Jesus, these disciples, and they said, teach us how to pray. Guess what he said? He said, pray in this manner. The president of the government in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your constitution be brought to this realm the same way it is used in your own realm. He said, when you pray, pray in this manner. Pray like an American ambassador who calls America. Imagine the ambassador has to call America for rent. It will never happen. Oh, hello. Can I be on to Donald Trump? And he picks and I said, Donnie, the embassy's stuff is not paid and they are going to chase us out. The only time the ambassador will call home, listen now, is to ask for what next to do on behalf of America. As long as the ambassador is doing work on behalf of America, his bills are paid. The ambassador will not call to ask for his children's school fees. So when I saw this, I said, oh, that means I'm in the king's employment. The Holy Ghost said, no, you are in the king's deployment. He said, when I deployed you, I know you, and I didn't want you to be born in Chelsea or Kensington, or wherever is posh. I wanted you to be born in Beckton. I put in you what it takes to take the whole of Beckton and bring my glory to Newham, to Beckton, to Stratford, to the whole of East London. I put it in you. Yes. When you came to the world, the community grabbed you first. But when I was making you, I also created a PT somewhere. I made him to be born in wherever. I formed him and he went through his journey. But you're going to meet him one day. And he's going to realize that what is inside you, it is not a drug dealership. What is inside you, God the Father programmed something for his kingdom. So when pity comes, I don't come looking at his past. I don't take him through Bible study. It's not needed. You know why? What he needs, what you need, is already programmed in you. Do you know that when Paul was going to be praying for the church, he said, my little children, for whom I travailed in birth until Christ is formed in, not when Christ is formed to you. He's already inside. He is the God of the assignment. What you came here to do is to carry out an assignment. Brother, you're running around the streets, but what you don't know is that you actually have one more year to live. And when that time is over, you're going to go. You will go. It says because if we leave him to keep roaming around the street, what he will do, because he's now missed his own assignment, he will kill someone else who has assignment. Says, so lock him up. So the guy said, I don't even know why I made that mistake. Now I'm in jail. Say, everyone set you up because they are watching over another man's assignment. Can I speak to those who don't even have all those backgrounds? Why is God not lifting you? Society made us so dominant. So docile. We will no longer do church of let me just go on a Sunday and mark a register. Sing nice song and go home. The question will be, so what should happen to our brothers? Do you know how many black boys are locked up in jail? Do you know how many are on their way already? Something just tell these guys, you can do all the crime you want, you won't be caught. Are you silly? Really? You've already been caught. It's just that they are not ready for you yet. And say, police is looking for me. Of course they know where you are. What are you talking about? What are you chatting? Stop pretending. No, because I said that the other day, he said, Pastor, that's our language. How did you get that? I said, we just say pretend. It's an English word. But seriously now. So when Spark Nation meets, what is our agenda? Carry the cardboard, the weight, the glory of God. That is the proof that a person is truly a believer. Can you imagine thousands of churches that are meeting this morning, locked up in the room until next Sunday, when they would just come and say, ah, I was church today. They say, it was wonderful. We sang a lot of songs and God moved. What God do? A bedroom God? No, the only God I know moves is the one that will be in Islington tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. The one that will be in Lewisham, in Peckham, in East Side, the Courtyard Hotel, in Surrey Keys on Tuesday, in Bermondsey tomorrow, in Woolwich Royals. The God who uses normal ends to change the community. And when we go to a community, we say to them, you can start a business. You can start a job. And look, part of the journey is that you've got to be broke in order to be blessed. You haven't told me yesterday the most difficult period is the waiting period. You know when you're waiting, when you've always thought that you have made money. And now there's a transition and you have nothing. And I say to you, that's the best time of life. That's when you get to meet you. You know, and that's not different from the professional guy whose IT job is his old definition. You know, 1 minute into conversation, he just wants to tell us, oh, I'm an IT guy. That's all you are. No, my friend, you are not an IT guy. You are Adam. Without the glory. So Jesus did all the healing he did to show that in this kingdom, he provided bread. In this kingdom, there's no lack. In this kingdom, there's no permanent sickness.